Welcome to the Vital Dawn podcast for Tuesday, August 9th. U.S. equity futures are up about 10 to 20 basis points. So S&P futures are up about 8 points. That's 18 basis points. Dow futures are up 67 points. That's 20 basis points. Nasdaq futures are up 11 points. That's 10 basis points. So modest gains for U.S. equity futures. In Europe, the major indices are down modestly, so about 20 to 25 basis points. You're seeing outperformance in financials, so banks and insurers, along with energy. You're seeing underperformance in some of the cyclical groups, so basic resources, industrials, autos. None of the major subgroups are really up or down much more than 50 basis points. So pretty quiet session so far in Europe. And then Asia, you saw some losses in Japan. SoftBank finished down about 7% after its earnings report yesterday. You saw the Hang Seng end off about 20 basis points. Shanghai Comp rose 30 basis points. So in general, not really a whole lot to talk about this morning. So you had no major economic numbers. You have no major central bank headlines since the U.S. closed yesterday. The week's big macro event comes tomorrow with the U.S. CPI. We'll have to see how that number comes in. You know, it's still a month and a half from the next Fed meeting, which is why I don't think the market's paying a ton of attention right now to kind of shifting forecasts for tightening. Even if you want to move the expectations around one hike or so, you know, we are still in the end stages of tightening. It's just kind of a matter of, just tweaking some of the forecasts at the margin. So 50 basis points on September 21st gets you to 3% of the funds rate. Even if you go back over the last several months where you've had some pretty scorching hot CPI numbers, obviously the big blowout jobs report on Friday, you've never gotten the peak funds rate for this tightening cycle really above 3.5% on a sustained basis. So right now it's about 3.55, 3.6%. Again, it's really kind of plateaued at this 3.5-ish%. So 50 basis points on September 21st gets you to 3%, which means you kind of have one or zero to two hikes left over this tightening cycle. So, you know, again, I think we're kind of in the end stages of this. I think expectations for this imminent pivot are overdone. But that being said, you are nearing, we're closer to the end than the beginning of Fed tightening. For earnings, you know, at this point in the season, we're dealing with very small companies that really aren't going to impact the macro narrative. So that was the same last night. High volume of reports. I have details on everything. You are going to see some pretty big moves in these companies, certain companies today. But again, none of these are going to sway the overall tape. You did get two positive semiconductor headlines this morning at around 5 a.m. So remember, semis were under pressure yesterday after the NVIDIA warning. So today you had Micron come out, make a $40 billion U.S. manufacturing commitment. This is following passage of the recent CHIPS Act. And then you also had GlobalFoundries, which had earnings out of 5 a.m., which were pretty strong. And then the guidance was solid as well. Otherwise, though, AIG last night had a strong earnings report, although they are delaying the IPO of their life insurance businesses given market turmoil. But otherwise, like I said, the companies are pretty small. Nothing on Russia-Ukraine, nothing new on Russia-Ukraine, nothing really all that incremental on China-Taiwan. I don't think the Mar-a-Lago Trump news will have much impact on equities. It looks like the FBI raid was related to document retention, not necessarily the January 6th assault on the Capitol. So if it were the latter, I think that could have possibly larger implications. But if it's just document retention, I don't know if this is going to be all that significant as far as kind of impacting the market or, expectations on the election or anything else, et cetera. So like I said, very slow, not really much to talk about this morning. For the calendar on Tuesday, it's just earnings that's scheduled at least. So, some of the bigger names, you have Emerson, Hyatt, Norwegian Cruise, Ralph Lauren, Warner Music, all before the open. After the close, you have Akamai, Coin, Roblox, Wynn, and a couple of others. Like I said, the big events of the week are tomorrow. So the US CPI before the open tomorrow, and then Disney earnings after the close tomorrow. That's kind of it as far as big events that are on this week's calendar. And then next week, you kind of get into the official July end earnings season. And that's dominated by tech and retail. So this is next week, you get names like Walmart, Home Depot, Target, Lowe's, analog devices, etc. But the balance of this week should be relatively quiet, I'd imagine. And that is everything for today, Tuesday, August 9th. Thank you for listening.